Today, we continue with lesson number 117 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today, we will, Mitzah Hashem, be privileged to complete the 27th Perek and begin the 28th Perek. We'll be learning the 12th Mishnah of the 27th Perek, the concluding Mishnah, and also the first Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1 of the 28th Perek. So let's begin. Perek Chof Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. Shlosha al Shlosha. If a person has a beget, which is 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim, imagine approximately 12 inches by 12 inches, so it's roi lekabel tumas medris. Shen Nikra. The previous Mishnah, actually the previous Mishnah in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we dealt with Shlosha al Shlosha Shenechelak. Nechelak means take a scissor, cut it all the way through. It's now two separate pieces. Nikra means it is torn. Torn down the middle, but not torn all the way. So part of it is separate, part of it is together. Part of it is not mechubah, part of it is it mechubah. So is it still mekabel tumas medras? So the Mishnah says, Im nisono al hakise uvisoro no geya bakise. If when he spreads this cloth, this torn cloth, which is, its total dimensions are 3 by 3 tefachim or even more, but it's torn here and there, down the middle and on the sides, and if he puts it on the chair, part of his bosa, part of his, you'll excuse the expression, part of his buttocks touch the actual chair, so it's not the beged which is his medris, but rather it's the chair, tor. So the beged is not really covering the chair totally, because he is besoro nogeya bakise. So it's no longer mekabel tumas medris, this shmata, this torn piece of cloth, and it is tohor. But v'yimlav, if when he sits in the chair, he's sitting basically not on the chair, his basar is not touching the chair, his basar is totally only touching the beged, torn beged, the torn beged is tome. That's the criterion. Now, continues the Mishnah, sholosh al sholosh shenimho mimeno chut echot. Nimho means it becomes balui. It's ragged, it's eroded, it's rotten. So if you have a small scrap, 3 by 3 etzbos, imagine 3 inches by 3 inches, a small little scrap. But that's the minimum necessary to be considered by a beggar. But now one thread of it is nimho. It's frayed, F-R-A-Y-E-D. Oh, shenimtso bo kesher. Now, the way to read this Mishnah is, oh, shenimtso bo kesher, o shnei chutin mas'imin. And the adjective mas'imin refers both to o shenimtso bo kesher and to o shnei chutin. Let me explain. O shenimtso bo kesher means, suppose you have two of the threads of this exactly 3 by 3 etzbos scrap. Two of the threads have knots in them, and the knot of one thread and the knot of the adjacent thread, the two knots are right next to each other. So they're making a real space in this little scrap, thus reducing the size of the scrap from an effective, useful 3 by 3 etzbos scrap. O shnei chutin masimin. Or if you have two threads that are stuck together. Now, normally, each thread is woven up and down, over and under, over and under. And each thread does that separately. But suppose the two of the threads are so close together that they go over and under and over and over together as one. That's the meaning of shnei chutin masimin. So again, either nimho chut echot or nimtso bo kesher masimin. In two chutin masimin, or the two chutin are themselves masimin, so the size is reduced. The functional, useful size of 3 by 3 etzbos is now reduced to a drop less than 3 by 3 etzbos. Tohoro, it is now no longer mekabel tuma. Sholosh al sholosh shehishlicho bo ashpos. Suppose you take a scrap, bona fide 3 by 3 etzbos. It's mekabel tuma. But now you take it and throw it in the garbage. You throw it in the garbage heap in the ashpos. Tohora. By the fact that you threw it away, you are discarding it. It's no longer mekabel tuma. It's discarded. It's no longer a beged. Hichzira. Now you go and retrieve it from the ashpos. You take it out of the garbage and put it back on your table or wherever. Tameya. Now it is now again mekabel tuma, because now you've reconsidered and that now you're making it into a beged again, making it mentally into a beged again. Liolam. Continues the Mishnah, Hashlochoso mitaharato vechazoroso mitamato. Forever. Throwing it into the garbage makes it tahor, retrieving it from the garbage makes it tome, meaning makes it no longer royal lekabel tuma if it's in the garbage, or royal lekabel tuma if it is retrieved from the garbage. This is true of all kinds of cloth. Chutz mishel argamon v'shel zahoris tova. Unless you have a piece of cloth which is dyed argamon, scarlet, or it's the color of Zahoris Tova, bright golden color. So then, it has more chashivus. This is not long, it's tamashmata, a scrap of 3 by 3 inches, 3 by 3 etzbos material. This is already a beautiful piece of fabric, a patch, but still, it's chashiv, beautiful color, golden or purple or whatever. Then, it is mekabel tuma even after it's thrown into the garbage. So even after it's bash post, so holds the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer is even more machmir, and it says not only are a 3 by 3 shalosh al shalosh etzbos if it is dyed argamon or zahoris tova, scarlet or golden bright gold color. Mekabel tuma even after it's thrown to the garbage, but af matlis chadosha kayotzi bohen, a scrap which is a brand new scrap, even if it's not dyed any color, it's brand new, but throw it in the garbage, no, it remains roi lekabel tuma. So holds Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon takes the lenient approach, as we've seen him do actually yesterday in Mishnah Yud Aleph 2. Here he says again, kulon tahorin. A scrap, once it's thrown in the garbage, it's garbage. It's no longer a beged. It's not mekabel tuma. I don't care if it's dyed crimson, if it's dyed scarlet, if it's dyed gold. Doesn't make a difference. It's in the garbage. It's not royal mekabel tuma. But there is a distinction between a scrap shlola shal shosh, I suppose, when it's argomon or zahoris tova, or whether it's just plain ordinary material, undyed material, uncolored material. And that is Lagabi Hashavas Aveda, says Rabbi Shimon. Lo huzkeru elo mipnei Hashavas Aveda. The fact is, if I find something thrown in the garbage, normally I don't have to assume that the owner lost it in the garbage, and therefore I have to go make an announcement in the streets, who lost something, come and claim it, do the mitzvah of returning a lost object. Because it's in the garbage, I can assume the person threw it away. But that's not a general rule. If you find something in the garbage that is unlikely that a person threw it in the garbage, but rather it fell in the garbage accidentally or whatever, then you have to announce it. You have to say, hey, who lost this? Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So when it comes to stam, a scrap of shalosh al shalosh etzbos, not argomon or zahoris tovo, then you found it in the garbage, you can keep it. But if you find a piece of dyed wool, which is dyed the color of argamon or the color of zahoris tova, and you find it in the garbage, shalosh al shalosh etzbos, you do have to announce it. You can't assume that it was thrown to the garbage. You have to assume maybe it was forgotten there or something like that. And you have the mitzvah of hachroza, of announcing it publicly in order to fulfill the very important mitzvah of hashavas aveda. It's always fascinating how in the middle of a mishnayah such as Meseches Kelim, we've been learning very intensely details about the very specific area of halacha, which is, quote, not relevant, not directly relevant too frequently, bizman hazeh, where we no longer care about the inyanim of tumah v'tahara, but other halachos, which are very relevant, do come into play, such as just now, the mitzvah of hashavas aveda upon objects found in the ashpa, found in the garbage. Not so posher that if you find something in the garbage, you can keep it. Certainly, if it's a diamond ring, you have to announce it. You can't assume that someone threw it in the garbage. But even if it's a small shmata, a small piece of scrap of cloth, 3x3 etzbos, if it is a dyed argomon or it's some other way indicates that this is not stam a scrap, this is something of value, or at least of value to the owner, you have to announce it to be fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And so we have completed the 27th perek, and we're beginning the 28th perek of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Sholosh al Sholosh. A person has a beged, a scrap of beged, a small scrap, 3x3 etzbos. And he takes it, shenisona bakadur, he stuffs his football with it. All right, those, the kadur is a ball. And the ball of those days was not inflated with air, as it is in many cases now with a football, a basketball, but rather it was stuffed with a stuffing, like a baseball, a softball, a hardball, stuffed with a stuffing. So if you use this scrap of shalosh shalosh to stuff this kador, this ball, osha aso kador bivnei atzma, or you made it into a ball, you shaped it, you squeezed it together and strung it around with a little piece of string, and now you have a ball for the kids to play with. What was once a little scrap of wool, now it's a ball. Tahora. It is no longer mekabel tumah, because he was mevatalit from its original shalosh al shalosh etzbos, and now it is merely a shmata, rag, stuffing a kador, or it is a kador in itself, and it's not mekabel any tumah whatsoever. Avol, Mishnah continues, shlosh al shlosh, suppose you have a larger piece of material, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, imagine it, 12 inches by 12 inches, Shenisso bakadur, and you're using it as stuffing for the ball, tome, it is mekabel tuma, and it is even mekabel tumas medris, because taking a large piece of cloth that size and using it as stuffing for a ball, you're not mevatel it from its original purpose as a seat cover or whatever. You're putting it in the ball for a temporary place to keep it or whatever. That's if you put it into the ball. But aso kador bifnei atzmo. But if he takes his 3x3 tfochim, 12 by 12 inches, assuming 12 by 12 inches, approximately 3x3 tfochim, and he took it and sewed it all together in such a way that it itself became a ball, then tohor is no longer mekabel tuma. Why? Bipnei shehatefer mima'ato. Because the stitching reduced it in size. The stitching compressed it from being a seat cover into a being tightly compressed piece of cloth as a ball. It's no longer the size of, it's no longer considered to be the size of shlosh al tfochim, and therefore it is no longer mekabel tumas medris. However, it is still tomei other tumas, tumas mace, etc. As we learned back a few days ago in Perek of Zayin Mishnah Ches, quote, shlosha shlosha shenisma'it afal pi shetomi medris tomei b'chola tumas. This, what I just explained to you, is the shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Kelim, Perik Chof Beis, Halochik Chof Zayin. And so others, including the Batanura, explain it the way I just explained it. That the ratio, the first statement which says, Shlosho al Shlosho, Shenisano Bekador Tomei, means Tomei even Tomas Medris. And aso bekador kador bifnei atzmo tohor means tohor tohor mitumas medris, but still tome other tumas. However, just for the interesting aspect and to give the great Ravid Rabbeinu Avrom ben David, the great opponent of the Rambam, we rarely mention him in our study of Mishnayos here on Mishnayos daily Mishnayos study on the web. But let me give him a little kavod. He had a different approach to this Mishnah. And in his hasagos, in his strictures, in his comments upon the Rambam, where he disagrees with the Rambam, he says, no, that's not what it means. It's different. He says, shlosha al shlosha shenisano bekador tomei. When we say that if you put it into the kador, it's tomei, that doesn't mean that it's tomei tumas medris. Oh, but rather, that's tummy everything, even tumas medris. No, It means it's tomei all other tumas, but not tumas medras. If you put it into a ball, no one's going to sit on the ball. So it's not tomei tumas medras. Remember the Rambam and the Bartanura say, it's tomei, because he's only temporarily putting it in the kadur and remains tomei tumas medras. The Ravid says, no, tomei there means tomei other tumas, but not tomei tumas medras. How can you consider the stuffing a ball as a seat, as a medras? And then he continues and says that when the Mishnah says asol kadur b'fnei atzmo, if you made it into a ball, tohor, so that means tohor mitumas medras for sure, but it's tohor from other tumas too, because the tefer, the stitching which compressed it into a ball, not only reduces its size from shlosha al shlosha, but it makes it, as we will learn in the next Mishnah Beis, into a, when you take a larger piece of scrap, even shlosha, slightly less than shlosha al shlosha, and stuff it as a stuffing to keep a bottle corked up, then you've reduced it completely from its used as a beged, and it, therefore it is tor legamre, it is tor even from tumas mace and shar tumas, not only from tumas medras. So we have an interesting machlokas, Rambam and Ravid here. We finished now the first mission of the 28th Perek, and in the process have concluded lesson number 117.